This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I'm Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for July 5th, 2019, episode 2219, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world!
Friday, looking for the hippest way to start your weekend?
You eat what you like, I'll eat what I like!
Well, the Hit 'em crew is out and about today, so tuck in your earbuds and enjoy this classic from the Hit 'em audio vaults, featuring a hilarious game of listener trivia, a short list of equestrian-inspired uses for duct tape, and about a dozen laugh-inducing listener-submitted online classifieds.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is Freestyle Friday, especially overseas in England. Oh, my God, they actually voted to walk, and the headlines around the world have gone crazy. And I've talked to a couple of our British friends over there who have also gone crazy. They say it's the only thing being talked about.
Explain, just for those of us who don't really understand what's going on, explain what's going on.
Well, I wish I knew better. I actually been following this story sort of on a cursory, and I tried to get a couple people on from England, but they were afraid to say bad things on the air, so I couldn't get them on. But
so basically,
they're England seceding is... from the Union. It would be like from the European Union. Now, I don't think, and I could be totally wrong about this. From what I remember, when they formed the European Union, I'm not too sure Britain was overly excited about it in the first place. But that means they'll basically be back to their own currency, their own borders, their own everything. They're independent, sovereign. They're not part of the union anymore. I don't know if a good correlation would be like if Texas finally decided to give it up and go on their own, take their barbecue and leave. It might be a somewhat of an analogy, but I know that it's causing their pound has dropped through the floor. The stock market's gone down and.
Well, we're really sorry for that, you guys that are listening over in Europe.
50% of them are very happy about it.
They're not happy about their money tanking.
Right.
I did love the fact that one of our auditors, Ken, posted that if you have cash reserves, buy. Think of it as a once in a 30-year sale. So everything is hit the floor. So buy cheap, sell high.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens over there and maybe get more of a perspective on it as we don't talk about politics too much here on the show, but obviously it was a huge world event and everybody was watching all the headlines this morning. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with all of our British friends over there. We wish you all the best and hope that it works out. You know, Absolutely. We seceded once too from them. So
yeah,
you know,
worked out for us. Sort of. Jennifer,
Jen, save us.
What's coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition in light of the worldwide grumpiness caused by the Brexit vote yesterday? We thought we'd focus on what's really important today, and we have revived Hit 'em Trivia. And after that, we're going to cover a crappy list featuring, well, crap. And in the final moments of the work week, Really Bad Ads features classifieds that seem to have been written by people who seceded from logic, decorum, and or good taste. So stay tuned for the phrase. Oh.
And I'm very excited. We have our first user-submitted audio Really Bad Ads.
Now, I forgot that we even submitted that. And I'm so excited that people remembered and did it. So we basically said, read your own damn ad and send it in.
That's right. That's
and right. They did.
We had a couple of people do that. So hopefully we'll have more of that. We'll see how it works out. We'll see how good they were coming up on today's show.
Are we allowed to ban people from doing it if they're terrible?
You can take that on. I'll leave that alone myself.
All right.
All right, let's do our daily winnies.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Well, I wanted to wish a happy birthday to our friend Darcy and also to Silver Oaks Origami. Yes, Silver Oaks Origami's birthday's today. Silver Oaks Origami was born June 24th of 2007. Scooter is 9.
Wait. Who is, am I supposed to know who Silver
Scooter.
Oaks
are? Scooter's 9 years old. My own Scooter?
Scooter's name is
Silver Oaks Origami. That's right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's right.
He's papered?
Oh, I have papers right in my hand here from the American Hackney Horse Society. And underneath that, their tagline, by the way, is Aristocrat of the Show Ring. That's what I
screw
said.
Screw those Frisians.
That's right.
It's the Hackney pony.
Yeah, I have a certificate of registration. He was born June 24th, 2007. And his papa was Aristocratic Memories. And his mama was Kilbrose Oh My Murphy. His mama was Irish, apparently. And his papa was, I don't know what.
I can't imagine why you changed his name to Scooter. I'd be like, come on, Silver Oaks Origami, let's go. Time to eat.
It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, does it? Silver Oaks Origami. By the way, Scooter wanted to contribute to the conversation this morning. There, he said thank you.
That is a panic-sounding whinny right there.
Well, if you had a name Silver Oaks Origami, you'd be panicked too.
Yeah.
Especially with the pressure of having to be an aristocrat of the show ring.
I'm trying to remember what Chili's show name is. It's something that bad. And we named him Chili because it was like Silver Oaks Origami. And that's the panic Winnie too, I think. So that they tie together.
He was born. He was born right here in Florida, right down the road, actually in Ocala.
Well, that's wonderful.
I know. Happy birthday to my boy who's in the barn being pissed right now because he only gets turned out half a day now.
How old is he now?
He's 9.
I forgot. 9.
He's the same age, it turns out, as Nigel. Nigel's 9.
You literally are going to have that pony for another 40 years.
Yeah, really? The way our ponies live, that's true.
It's a commitment. Yeah.
You have to will him to somebody, old man.
I will. I'm going to have to put him in my will. Guess where he's going?
No.
Arizona.
No.
Chili will be gone by then. You'll need another obnoxious pony around.
Oh, no.
We'll make sure we put a stipend in Glenn's will so we can ship him out there too.
Yes, I'll send you a $25 gift certificate for horse lovers. And
that should cover it. Oh, my God.
He doesn't eat much. Half the time, we have to keep him off of food. So you'll be fine.
I feel like you didn't think that through when you purchased him. Like, I maybe should get one a little older so I outlive him.
and you know, both of my ponies have lived to 45. So
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you create this longevity in ponies that's ridiculous.
I don't even know they're happy or they're just doing it to piss me off. I don't know. It's one or the other.
The more you love them, the shorter life they have.
That's true. That is true. That seems true for all pets, by the way.
I know.
Anyway, all right, Daily Winnie.
I really loved this story, and I want to give my Daily Winnie to the Brook. The Brook is a charity that helps working animals in other countries, and this is the coolest picture. So there's a lot of working donkeys in Ethiopia, and there is no place to water the donkeys, and they built 5 new 50-foot long water troughs for donkeys and other animals in Ethiopia. And the picture is just divine. It's all these donkeys just sidling up to get a drink in these giant, huge water troughs. I mean, these things have got to be so much money. If you think about what they say, it's for just the concrete that separates highways in America, it's like $1 million every, you know, 10th of a mile or something. So these water troughs have got to be so expensive. The troughs will allow as many as 340 horses, donkeys, and mules to drink each filling, and will also allow other livestock such as cattle and camels to drink as well. The brook is looking, of course, for some more money because they've just built their first trough and they have to get 5 paid for. But the next project is facilitating water committees among animal owners in the areas. Anyway, I'll post the link to this on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page because it'll just make you smile to see the donkeys that are heading up to the water trough to get a drink. So anyway, that's my daily whinny.
I got an email from the people at the Brook, from Cindy, my friend over at the Brook, the other day, and she said that this is expected to reduce the mortality rate by 45%.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, you knew about the Ussel. Yeah. Is this old news?
No, it's not old news. It's just coming out now. But they are there. If you want to help out, it's buyadonkeyadrink.org. Buyadonkeyadrink.org. So, yeah, I just remembered. I wanted to talk about it. Totally forgot. So I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, there you go.
And doing good things in Ethiopia. I didn't know they had that many donkeys, but apparently they do.
That's why I love the picture, because it was so beautiful of like all these donkeys. They just look so thirsty and they now have water. It's just awesome. So
well, let's welcome some new auditors this week. Our new auditors for the week are Kara Sarantino, Catherine Cook, and from New Zealand, Emma Champ. Emma dropped me a little note this morning. She listens to the shows all the time when she's out visiting her horses and when she's driving, and she loves all the shows on the Horse Radio Network, and she listens from New Zealand. So thanks for listening, Emma. We really appreciate it.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, I have a list for you, Glenn, and it's 50 horseback riding problems that you can fix with duct tape.
And the other 50 you can fix with baler twine.
I was going to say, every time I use baling twine, I think of Jennifer because she apparently makes these really cool twine balls. And I want to learn how to make a twine ball with all my things. But Chad always throws away my baling twine. But I do have baling twine. Like right now, we have a trampoline with a big mesh net all the way around it. And the net ripped sideways. And we have sewn it back together with baling twine.
Oh, there you go. Well, that worked. If that doesn't work, just slap it with duct tape.
Exactly. Good point. I also heard something, and I'm just going to pass this along. You know how the Velcro on fly masks always comes off?
Oh, yeah. Or it wears out. Just plain wears out.
It just wears out. Well, my student told me, she's like, your best friend with a fly mask is rubber cement. You just rubber cement the end back on the Velcro.
Really?
And it's fixed. And that's what I said.
I always thought rubber cement was just for crepe paper.
I thought it was just for, you know, being in third grade.
Yeah, throw balls at each other.
Yeah, painting it all over your hands and then peeling it off.
Yeah, that throwing was the little balls at each other. That's what I thought it was for.
Yeah, but apparently rubber cement is good for fixing fly masks.
See,
so
I always thought rubber cement, because you remember that from your childhood, but I never remember it actually doing anything other than throwing little balls at each other. So I never thought it would actually work for anything.
Apparently it does, but I will let you know because where do you buy rubber cement? I mean, do they
craft
just sell
store.
It?
Like, yeah, craft store, I would think. Or Walmart, probably.
You know what happens when I go into a craft store?
What?
I'm like, I need to start making these things right now, and I need to buy all of it.
All the stuff, and then get home and look at the stuff.
Have you seen those pots that are glow in the dark? I bought glow in the dark paint and pots, and they've been sitting in my garage for like 2 years. I can't even paint. So anyway,
and rubber cement and a 3-year-old child. There's a good combination. That'll be fun. That'll be fun. Yeah,
good times. So back to the duct tape. we are going to tell you 50 uses for duct tape. Although I would like to say that the first one currently is not working. You cannot duct tape a leaky hose. It will not work.
We've tried that.
That too. Is poppycock.
Yeah.
I have two hoses currently that are spraying everywhere and they're wrapped with duct tape. And I keep telling Chad, I'm like, it doesn't work. When you go to Lowe's, buy me a new hose. Just buy a new hose.
Can't not fix that it. Expensive.
You can't fix a hose.
No, that doesn't work. Yeah. Jennifer used to be, well, she was so frugal. When we had our big farm, she learned how to cut and repair a hose. So she would splice it. She'd cut it, put the little splicey thing in there and glue them all back together. Our hoses had so many splices in them.
Jennifer, I would like to book you on the next flight. To come out here to Phoenix.
She's really talented. She used to repair the hoses all the time.
And every time I repaired a hose, Glenn would go, shh.
And then I finally, when there was like 25 repairs in it and there was no hose left, it's just all those little repair things, I would go out and buy a new one and I would just take it and I would throw it away without her seeing it. And then she'd come back.
And then I'd have to go to the dumpster.
Yeah.
And get those repair
And I would go have to go back to the dumpster and she would get I'd have to out. Retrieve said hose and take all of the splices back out of it so I could reuse them when the new hose got
hold. She would actually take the splices back out, tear the glue off, take the little splicey things back out and reuse them.
I feel like I need to give you guys send you like $10 or something. I'm so sorry. Here you go. Here, take some money, please. Do you need some food?
She is that for me.
You're laughing. You're laughing because it's true. Other things you can do with duct tape. And I am so guilty of this because I use duct tape a lot. My sister-in-law thought it would be funny to send me, you know how you can buy patterned duct tape now?
Well, oh, you can get all the colors of the rainbow now.
Well, they have for Christmas. I unwrapped One Direction duct tape. Okay,
no.
The band One
oh
Direction,
God.
And the whole duct tape. Every time you slide it out, it's all the members of One Direction. I don't know who they are. I don't listen to the music. I'm not familiar with them. But what this says here is you can use duct tape to repair rips and tears in blankets and sheets, and that is very true. And all of my blankets have like. One of the One Direction guys putting over a hole because I used the One Direction duct tape to repair all the blankets for the teenagers. And they all think it's hilarious. They're like, there's Niles or whatever. There's William. I don't even know their names. I didn't know you were a fan of One Direction. I'm like, I totally am.
I use their duct tape. I listen to them all the time. Yes.
The story of my life.
Lindsay Roush just said she also uses splices on her hoses. So apparently you need to send $10 to her too.
Oh, honey, just everybody write your name down and send me your address and I'll mail you $10.
Why is the hose splice company sponsoring us? We need to work on that.
Now, the next one, repair busted feed sacks. Are we the only ones in the world that pour out their feed into big garbage pails so the rats don't get them? Do people still leave their feed in feed sacks?
Yeah, but no, but I go to the feed store and the bags, you know, they get caught on something when they're unloading it. Yeah. They'll put a piece of duct tape over a hole.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, that's not a big deal now that everybody uses those plasticky kind of bags instead of the paper ones.
Back when they used paper feed bags,
it was much worse.
I still use the
paper. You probably don't remember those days, Jamie. You're too young.
Listen, along with $10, do I need to send you some Advil or something, old lady? Like, I feed Neutrina, man. I've got all their paper.
They're
paper-ish. Oh, are they paper?
Well,
paper-ish.
They're glossy on the outside. Anyway. This another thing says, and I want to know if Glenn the Geek has ever done something like this. Use duct tape to make an instant belt or suspenders when you leave ones at home. Do people wear suspenders still? My granddaddy wore them, but I don't remember any. I don't think I've seen anybody else wear suspenders.
I haven't seen suspenders except on little kids in a long time. But you know, the problem with duct tape is if you don't get that belt just right, you got yourself a sticky mess. You know, when you're making that belt, you better do it just right so there's no sticky part sticking out, or else you've got yourself a mess. I'm just saying.
Yeah. My problem is I always get it stuck to my arm hair.
Or just, and then once it gets sticky, once you got that sticky places, you cannot get that sticky off. Like the next one was applied to reins so that beginner riders will know to hold their hands. But once they start to peel off, all you've got is sticky everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not sure that's a great idea for reins. Maybe just get the reins that have little knobbies on them.
I buy the rainbow reins for my lesson horses.
That's a good idea, actually.
Hold the pink. That's no, right. hold
Do you
the
use
pink.
Rubber reins? Do you ride in rubber reins yourself?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All my reins are rubber reins, but I don't use the notched rubber reins, except for the kids. All my lesson reins are rainbow reins.
You know, in Arizona, the rubber reins are... Do they melt? Do you leave them out there? They melt in the sun.
You know, I keep it all under wraps because everything gets destroyed in the sun here.
Yeah.
Can't even leave halters out in the sun. Anyway, other things that it says is make name tags to put on your saddle pads and all that. I don't know if I would use it for this one. It says you can use duct tape to hold on windshield wipers.
What?
Faulty windshield wipers. I don't know about that. This one says you can use duct tape to stick over the tops of your horse's nails on their horseshoes. When you turn them out, it helps them. Have you ever done that, Jennifer?
I have put duct tape over top of the clinches when they start to pop up a little bit.
Yeah.
If I have a horse that interferes. Yeah, I've done that.
Huh.
It doesn't help hold the shoes on. It just keeps them from cutting their ankles on the clinches until the farrier gets there.
This says tape around horseshoe nails to secure them during turnout. I don't know if duct tape's that amazing.
Yeah, you know what I don't know if that's going to work.
As I make that little grid of a cross hatch grid for when I'm doing a boot, you know, for a.
Yeah. Yes. The patch. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I just saw two patch holes at the bottom of a bucket. We have a better solution for that.
Really?
If you have Jennifer has found the magic goop. All right, Jennifer.
It's the magic goop. It's called Flex Seal as seen on TV. And it's spray on, for lack of a spray on, fiberglass. So we had one of our automatic waterers, the squirrels chewed a hole in the bottom of it because why would the squirrel want to climb on the outside of the waterer and drink out of it? No, he wants to chew a hole in the bottom so he can drink out of the bottom of it. Makes perfect sense to me. But they munched a hole in the bottom and I cleaned it all up and I sprayed Flex Seal on it and we fixed our $110 automatic waterer. Thank you.
Again, does anybody else want to send Jennifer $10?
Now, I tell you what did happen. When we bought the new trailer, or the new used trailer, it had a hole in the fiberglass roof where the horse had reared up. And it was about a two-inch hole. And we used
lots of little holes, too.
And lots of little holes around the seams and stuff. And we used the Flex Seal, and it sealed it up. It doesn't leak at all anymore. And it saved us from spending $2,000 to get a new roof put on.
The more I'm reading this list of how to use duct tape, the more I'm feeling poor.
Oh, by the way, Casey just sent a note and said her dad wears suspenders sometimes, and they're red. He also wears a big floppy straw hat with shorts and work boots. Let me tell you, it's not attractive.
Oh, man, that's hot.
So you're feeling poorer the more we go?
Well, I'm like, sadly, repair, that one of the things on here is, you know, this is 50 problems that duct tape can fix. Repair damage to a couch. This one says to leather couch in RV after a puppy chews it up. And I would like to point out that Danny chewed a hole in my couch and there's currently duct tape on the couch. I forgot about that.
You but are really going toward redneck. You know that, right?
I put all the stuffing back in. Like trying to piece it back in. And then I bought black duct tape because the couch is really, really dark brown. And I thought Chad would never see it because he already hated that dog. And so I stuffed all the cushion back in and then I duct taped on top of it. But the problem is you can't piece it back together. So it's like a big duct tape lump. And my couch is terrible.
And again, when it starts to peel back, it's going to get all sticky.
Oh, it's already like, because it's hot here, you sit down on it and you go to stand up. It's like, ugh, it's the worst. Yeah, I can't read these anymore. I'm feeling really poor.
Hey, did I see that it is Freestyle Friday? So that means that we're all over the place and really have no plan. Jennifer's going to be getting our... why don't you go ahead and get the contestants on? But all of our listeners have been reporting in about Orange is the New Black. Now, did I see that you're actually... I didn't know you... Have we talked about this? Do you watch Orange is the New Black? Have you watched the first two seasons?
Well, here's the deal. I binge watch two shows with Chad. And I watch Game of Thrones and... don't say anything because I'm only on season 4. And then I'm also watching...
get through Game of Thrones? You hate violence.
Oh, God. It's taken like 3 years.
How did you do that? You don't like violence. You don't like horses getting killed. You don't like... And it's... I'm surprised that you're watching.
I know. It's really hard, but I was trying to like save my marriage because he already watched the one with the heroin, the drug thing without me. So I needed to suck it up and watch a show with him. And then we also watch, what's the other one? House of Cards.
Yeah. So, I gave up on House of Cards when he became president.
Well, why would you? Why would you bust it? There are people that have not seen it.
Oh well, it was pretty clear that I think that's out there.
Anyway, so I watch those two shows with Chad. So when he's gone, he's been gone for a long time. I decided I need to binge watch more shows. So I watched The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and then that was over. And so I started Orange Is the New Black, and I've seen 2 episodes. So shh.
Oh, you're only in season 1, 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Did you try the ranch yet?
No, I forgot about that one.
You got to try the ranch.
I just have, is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's only half an hour. That's the one with Ashton Kutcher. It's really funny. It's a comedy. So give that a try, the ranch. You'll like that one.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Yeah, but you'll like it. I think you'll like that one.
Is it about horses?
They live on a ranch. It's their life on the ranch with his father and his brother and the girlfriends. It's just a comedy. It's a sitcom, but it's fun.
Right now, because my mom's here, we're constantly watching Blue Bloods, which is that...
I like Blue Bloods. I do watch Blue Bloods. I'm all caught up on Blue Bloods.
Oh, God. I don't do crime shows. My mom, it's either crime shows or she's actually watching like Judge Judy, those kind of shows.
Yeah.
But like not even as high upscale as Judge Judy. Like we're talking, my mom is
Judge
like
Judge Brown or Judge whatever judge.
Judge Smith.
I can't tell you the last time I watched one of those.
Oh,
it's been
they're
a long
so terrible.
Time.
I'm like, Mom, these people are like, I can't even say what they are, but it's not good. It's not good. And she's like, it makes me feel better about myself. Stop watching daytime TV.
That'll make you feel better. All right, let's do a commercial. It is the summertime, and Kentucky Performance Products has one of the best products out there for hydrating your horses. Let's take a listen to this.
You can count on Kentucky Performance Products to provide scientifically formulated, research-proven products that target specific challenges facing your horse. In the spring and summertime, one of those challenges is the heat. Horses sweat, and when they do, they lose critical electrolytes, electrolytes that play a major role in optimal performance. Loss of electrolytes can cause fatigue, muscle weakness, and dehydration. Horses offered supplemental electrolytes have less stress-related problems. They rebound from exercises sooner and return to feed quicker after exercise. Summer Games electrolytes from Kentucky Performance Products were developed for the elite athletes competing at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. Its research-proven formula replaces the electrolytes and trace minerals lost when horses sweat. Its concentrated low-sugar formula provides more electrolytes per dose than many leading brands. When your horse sweats, replenish his losses with Summer Games electrolytes. Brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, helping you keep your horses healthy, sound, and competitive. Visit them at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
You can also follow them on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. And if you want to hear more about this particular topic, tune in this week when it comes out. It'll be out today, probably, the Dressage Radio Show. Karen from Kentucky Performance Products was on there talking to Reese and Philip about summer games. I also want to remind you, if you're into Western dressage at all, The last week of every month on the Dressage Radio Show, we will be doing a special episode with new hosts talking about the fastest upcoming discipline in the horse world, and that's Western Dressage. So starting next week, we'll have our first episode of Western Dressage on the Dressage Radio Show. Tune in the last week of every month. We have a host that's coming from the English side and a host that's coming from the Western show side, and they're meeting in the middle on Western Dressage. So that'll be starting next week on the Dressage Radio Show, because Reese and Philip are only work 3 weeks of the month. So that's what we're going to fill in with them. And so I think that's going to be a lot of fun, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to that.
That's going to be awesome.
Hey, Jennifer. Go ahead. Sorry.
Is Jennifer helping host this, and she's like, you know, a Western Dressage rider now?
No. We actually have two of the leaders in the space hosting that. Sorry, Jennifer.
We have hosts who know stuff.
Yeah. Hey, I also wanted to say, Jennifer, can you post about the Flex Seal, maybe a link to Amazon? Because a couple of listeners have sent me messages requesting where to find it.
Oh, my God. I'll give you all $10, too. Fine.
All right. Let's do it. It's been a long time in coming. Cheesy 70s theme show.
Oh, my God.
Theme show music. Can you picture the suits and the clothes they're wearing? That's right. It's time for an auditor trivia match. We have a couple of auditors joining us today that are going to go head-to-head in a game of trivia. And we have a prize, too, and the prize is Redmond Rock's gift pack. So Redmond Rock Equine is going to do a gift pack. You know what? Do we even have to explain what Redmond Rocks is to this audience? They all use it. They all love it. We only use Redmond Rocks for our horses' mineral intake. No more salt blocks. It's all Redmond Rocks. They get 60 different minerals. It's mined in Utah. So we use it for our own personal salt here in the house. That's the only thing we use. We don't use white salt for anything anymore. And I got to tell you, between the house and between the poultices they make and everything that they make over at Redmond Equine, you're going to love all of their stuff. And either one of these two competitors is going to get a gift pack from them when we are done. So you want to introduce the competition here, Jamie?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, we have our contestants here on the line. I would like to please introduce you to Lindsay Rausch. Lindsay, good morning.
Yay. Good morning. I feel like I need to go to Goodwill and buy a like old polyester plaid suit. After listening to that music.
That's okay. I feel like I need one of those really long, skinny microphones.
Oh, yes. I forgot about those. Oh, my God. They were like 2 feet long.
Yeah. It's a Bob Barker microphone right there. Yeah. And we would also like to say good morning to Susanna Asbury. Hi, Susanna.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Do you guys remember how this works?
Kind of.
I do.
All right. Well, for those playing along at home, here's what I'm going to do. We've got three categories of questions, which our intrepid host, Glenn, pored over all morning long trying to research, or he stole them from a previous episode. So you've got three categories, and when you are selected, it's your turn. You can pick what category, and you will get that question. And if you know the answer, great. If not, Glenn, are we going to implement the steal?
Oh, you can do whatever you want. This is new game, new rules. You're the boss.
I'm making it up as I go along right now. Lindsay and Susanna, it will be 1v1. You will each get the same amount of questions. How many questions is that, Glenn? What is our?
Let's just play till we're done. I mean, till we have to go, till we run out of time.
Okay.
Can you tell, guys, we planned this so well this morning in the pre-show?
Yeah, we didn't plan this at all. Okay,
I did, because I have the incorrect sound effect and the correct sound effect. So there you go.
All right. All right, Jim. Thanks very much. Here we go. We're going to start with Lindsay. Lindsay, here are the categories, and we're going to run through them, and you just pick one, and we'll go with that question. All right, Lindsay, are you going to take random facts? Random facts. Horses in the morning, experts only, or seriously, we're just joking. Random facts, experts only, or seriously, we're just joking.
Let's go seriously, we're just joking.
All right. Seriously, we're just joking. You asked for it. Here we go. Lindsay, your question is, why can't horses dance?
Can you repeat that?
Why can't horses dance?
Because they've got two left feet.
Oh, my God.
That is correct, my friend. That is actually the answer on the back of the Laffy Taffy joke that Glenn found this fun. All right. We're going to move on to Susanna right now. We're going to play to five.
I think Susanna's hung up after that first question. No, she's like, I'm out of here.
She's still here, but she's a little irritated. All right. Susanna, random facts. Hit 'em, experts only, or seriously, we're just joking.
I'll go just joking too.
Oh, well.
All right, here we go, Susanna. By the way, you guys have 5 seconds to answer, okay? And we'll implement that after this question because I got to keep it fair, and I gave Lindsay too much time. Okay, so here we go, Susanna. When does a horse talk? When does a horse talk?
I have no clue. Yep. Nope.
When he wants to.
I'm sorry. When he wants to.
When he wants to.
You asked for it. You chose the category.
Please stop picking that category. Okay. I feel stupider every time I read one of these. All right. Back to
elementary school.
Back to my game show host. Okay. Switch. Lindsay, we are up to you now. You are currently leading 1-0, Lindsay over Susanna. We're going to move back to Lindsay. Lindsay, what are you going to pick? Random facts, experts only, or seriously? We're just joking. Please don't pick that one.
Random facts.
Random facts. Fantastic choice. All right. Here's your question. And again, 5 seconds to answer or Glenn's going to hit the buzzer. Okay. Maybe give him 7 seconds. Okay. Seven seconds.
I can't count anyway, so it's okay.
Huh? What'd you say?
It's all good. I can't count anyway, so we're good.
Random facts. In show jumping, Lindsay, in show jumping, what is a vertical or an oxer with water underneath it called?
Liverpool?
That is correct, Lindsay. A Liverpool is the answer in show jumping. A vertical or oxer with water underneath it is called a Liverpool. Susanna, you're currently losing 0-2, so time to make up some ground. Susanna, random facts? Experts only. We're joking.
Experts only.
Oh, experts only. Hit 'em, experts only. All questions about horses in the morning.
All right. If you're a regular listener, you're going to know these. And these are some great questions because most of them are about me. All right. What is the name of Jamie's farm? My farm. What is the name of my farm?
Yay.
She gets double points for that one. It's a tie. I didn't write these questions. I just read them. So, yeah. Lindsay, we are currently up 2-1. Susanna making a comeback there. Lindsay versus Susanna. Lindsay, what are you going to take? Random facts, experts only, or seriously? We're just joking.
I'll try experts only.
Experts only. Here we go. Lindsay, what is the name of the new documentary that Horse Radio Network is featured in?
The Message?
Oh.
I know.
Oh, for the steal? Are we allowing steals?
Steal? We got a steal.
Okay. It's The Messengers.
Yay.
So close.
Because that's about me. You get that point. So
we got a steal. I got to do it in voice form. We got a steal. All right. All right. So what does that make the score?
2-2.
2-2. A comeback has been wagered. Okay. Here we go. We're going to go to.
Jamie.
Thanks. What I call you? Jim? Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome, Jamie.
All right. We're going to move back to Susanna. Susanna, who is going to answer a question here.
Early in the studio this morning.
Jim, put the flask down. We got to focus. All right. Random facts, experts only, or seriously, we're just joking.
Experts only.
Experts only. All right. Here we go. What past regular contributor to the...
Are you okay, Jim?
You're Jim.
I'm Jim. Are you okay, Jamie?
What past regular contributor to the show did Glenn just see last weekend? We talked about it on Wednesday.
Starts with a B.
Not
quite. Yes, for the steal.
Kathy West.
Oh!
So close. Lindsay, you're just a little bit off today. It was Christy West. Christy West.
Oh.
So the score remains at 2-2. This game is going to go on forever. All right. Here we go. Whose question is it? I don't even know where I am.
I think it's back to Lindsay. Yep.
All right. Lindsay, random facts, experts only, or seriously, we're just joking.
I think I was having better luck with random facts. So let's go back over there.
All right. Here we go. What organization, Lindsay, founded in 1939, uses the abbreviation UST as in Tom, A. USTA.
United States Trotters Association?
That's close enough. That is
Give
close enough.
Give it to
enough.
Her.
Yeah.
That's, congratulations. It's the United States Trotting Association. I'm assuming that that is a standardbred registration.
Yes.
Do they have a USPA then? United States Pacing Association?
Actually, I think they're both under that. We just had the USTA on the driving show. That's a good question.
Well, then you should know the answer to that question.
I think it's all driving.
Jim, yes. I'm a little disappointed you didn't know that. All right, Lindsay, taking the lead 3-2 over Susanna. Susanna, what you want? What do you want? Random facts, experts only, or seriously, we're just joking.
I'm going to keep on experts only.
Experts only. Tell me now, Susanna, please. What airline is Chad working for?
American.
Ding, ding. That is correct. Susanna, congratulations. American Airlines.
I have to say, when I wrote that question this morning, I doubted myself. I was like, is it American or was it United?
Well, because he got accepted or offered like four different ones,
right.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently he looks handsome in his outfit because I got in trouble for saying I think that the pilot's outfits are dorky. And I got in big trouble over that one.
Whatever. He's so hot. Super hot. All right. Here we go.
We're tied up again at 3-3.
Tied up at 3-3.
Two more questions each.
Random facts, experts only, or seriously, we're just joking. If I have to end with all these jokes, I'm going to be pissed.
Random facts.
Random facts. Here we go. Back to the... You must have just... taking all these questions from the driving radio show, Glenn. What is the person called who rides in the back of the carriage in a competition?
Navigator?
That is correct.
Yay, navigator. I was thinking the person drinking. I'd sit in the back of the carriage and just have some drinks. I have to do something back
no,
here.
No, the navigator. No, that's a dangerous job, actually. Those are the ones that fly around and hold on and move the carriage so it doesn't crash into things.
Gotcha. The navigator. Congratulations, Lindsay. That is correct. Glenn, here's what I'm going to need. Jim, here's what I'm going to need. Okay. I need a longer, more excited victory buzzer.
I know. That one's kind of short.
It's kind of disappointing, really. Like, I need, like, a cheering.
It is kind of short. I'll have to work on that for the next time. Sorry.
Okay, we're going to move back to
Susanna. I didn't have much warning about the whole game today, so.
The score is, what is it, 40 to 68? I don't know.
It is 4-3 with Lindsay leading the way.
All right, Lindsay, here we go. Susanna, your question, random facts, experts only, or seriously, we're just joking.
Experts only.
She is a listener. Here we go. This is the final experts only question.
You know,
right?
They're called stalkers in other places, but we call them auditors here.
We call them auditors.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, that's what they're here for. Here we go. If they didn't know these, I'd be mad because I'd be like, why are you asking for experts only? You're not even like a listener. You don't even pay attention.
Ask number five on that list.
That's the only one. Number five is the only one we have left. Okay.
Okay.
What does Victoria refer to when she says skewbald? Skewbald.
Skewbald?
Skewbald. Yeah. Yep.
Is the pattern on like a paint horse?
That is correct.
That is true. Congratulations, Susanna. It is tied up 4-4. Oh,
I declare that we should end on seriously, we're just joking to break the tie.
Okay. Here we go.
And we're running out of other questions. that's the other reason.
Let me pick one here. Let me pick the least
All right,
terrible.
So Lindsay, you're up first.
Do we want to do just one question and then they use their name as
yes,
their buzzer?
Use your name as your buzzer. Yell out your name if you know the answer, okay? You remember how this is played, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And really, the answers here are not to be exact. Just make us laugh and you win. All right. Your name is your buzzer. Let's see.
Both playing.
I'm trying to pick one that's not terrible. They're all terrible.
Good luck.
I like number six.
The first one was easy.
Number six. Go with
you number
six.
You want number six? All right. Number six. Why did the racehorse go behind the tree?
Lindsay. Because he needed to pee like a racehorse?
Do you have a guess?
Susanna? We'll go to number five. We'll go to number five because I like that one the best.
All right.
I do appreciate the effort, and I'm sorry it didn't make me laugh. But it's to change his jockeys. He had to go behind the tree to change his jockeys. That's underwear.
See, it made Susanna laugh.
Because she's like me. She laughs when she's uncomfortable.
I know, I'm just well caffeinated.
Or she laughs when she's hyperactively caffeinated. Gotcha. Me too. Okay, final question. Here we go.
Both playing.
Your name is your buzzer. How long should a horse's legs be? How long should a horse's legs be?
Susanna. Long enough to keep the belly off the ground?
That's close enough.
Close enough.
Oh, really?
The answer was long enough to reach the ground. Long enough to reach the ground. Again. Let me
Equally
give the...
silly.
I really didn't do this at the beginning. These questions are terrible and you hate them and you feel like it's unfair, send an email to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. That is where we send all of our complaints.
But didn't Glenn write on this page?
Yeah, but I'm married to her, so I guess that's close enough.
You'll
get
it either way.
Yeah, I get it either
way. Exactly.
And I don't read my email, so I would never see it. So
long enough to reach the ground, but bump. That's what we need. Is like
I needed a ba-dump bump. Next.
But bump, and then the cricket sound. I need
next
that.
Time. So we're looking at, I think that I have to commit to this because you guys have all overwhelmingly in the auditor room want to see trivia come back. By the way, Susanna, you won the Redmond Rock.
Yay! I totally was nervous and I was telling all my friends, I'm like, I'm totally going to fail and be horrible. But
And tell everybody what you did. You actually told your boss you needed your break early so you could be on the air with us.
I did. Well, I asked her, and then one of my other coworkers was like, why would you ask? It's not a scheduled break. And she's like, well, you don't get in here at 8 and then take a break right away.
At 9, you're 8:30.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, we appreciate you doing that. Look, you're a winner after all. But yay, now the auditors have demanded that we bring back trivia. What we're going to do, because we have less time with Jamie on the air now.
Like, they're going to change their minds after hearing this nightmare of a segment.
So we're actually going to do a game show episode. And it's not going to be all trivia. It'll be a bunch of different things. But it's going to be a game show episode. We're going to do it once a month. And we're going to record it in evenings so that more people will be able to play, which was one of the problems we had doing it in the morning. So we're going to record it in the evening, and we're going to put it out as a special weekend episode of Horses in the Morning. We're going to get the auditors involved. We're going to have auditors create the questions. You know, we're going to have auditors do the work. Maybe we'll get one of the auditors to co-host it.
You are so lazy, Glenn.
And the auditors are the only ones allowed to play. Yeah. So if you want to play, you have to become an auditor to be able to play in the game show.
So I think that the next episode needs to be the Jamie Jeopardy episode.
Oh, against...
Wasn't that getting thrown around?
Oh, no, that still has to happen. We have not forgot about Jamie Jeopardy. We have not forgot about that.
I forgot about it. What is Jamie Jeopardy?
Oh, I think you know. It's a little challenge that somebody issued to you. I have the song if you'd like to hear it.
I will crush him. Don't you?
I think we should hear it.
All right,
need
guys.
To hear it.
Thank you so
much. Is that Lindsay? Lindsay, we're going to have to... We're losing connection with you. I'm so sorry. I can't hear you. What?
Jamie, I've already been banned once. So the worst you can do is ban me again.
Yeah, but then you'll have been banned by two different hosts. And that's like the ultimate banning.
I don't ban people. I just get even.
Yeah, okay? And you know what? If it goes beyond that, Jennifer spanks them.
Bring it on, so. Jamie. Bring it on.
Oh.
She's just pissed she lost.
Susanna, hold on. Jennifer is going to take you off the air and get your address to get him over to Redmond Equine. And we appreciate their support of the segment. And they'll never do it again. Bye, Lindsay.
Goodbye.
Good
bye,
job,
guys.
Susanna. Hold on.
Jim, fantastic work with the sound effects. Well done.
Thank you. Thank
all
you.
New ones.
Thank you so much.
All new ones. You're fired.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the buzzer and look for a new bell. It needs a new bell, and we need the TikTok music. I got to get my act together again. How long in advance have we played that game? A long time.
I didn't even remember the rules. Not really. I just kind of made it up. Y'all can send your complaint emails to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com.
And everybody loved, apparently, in the conversation going on last night in the auditor room, everybody loves and misses the Wheel of Trivia. So I guess the wheel will have to be brought back for a segment on the new game show, too.
They all just want free stuff, Glenn.
That's it. But, you know, I'm surprised about half of them said, you don't even have to give away prizes. We just love to play. So maybe I'll go cheap and we'll give away duct tape.
One Direction duct tape.
One Direction.
I know where to get it.
Jamie has some left. We'll send it over. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break for our other terrific sponsor for this show. And I'll play a song. We'll come back and we'll do some really bad ads with a twist. It's today. We got listeners reading them for us and sending them in. I can't wait to hear them. I have not heard them yet.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
Yeah.
cooped up, feeling all caged in. Need to get a little air so I can breathe again. Got a thirst in my heart, hunger in my eyes. Need to satisfy my soul, free my wild side. My wheels have been spinning like crazy in my head. Gotta get back to living before I forget. My sights are set where that green grass is, a good running start to get me over that fence. Yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. Fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, I'm holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. Got a load on my back and a lot on my mind. Yeah, the weight of this world really gets me sometimes. There's a freedom inside me I've been missing so much. Gonna kick the gates wide open and leave a big old cloud of dust. Yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. A fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, I'm holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. Giddy up, look at what lies on the horizon. Second star to the left, then straight on till morning. So I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. A fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah, I need a horse that can fly. Yeah. Feeling all cooped up, feeling all caged in.
That was Templeton Thompson. You can find all of her music. You can hear it all at iTunes. Just search for Templeton Thompson or go to templetonthompson.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. Jamie Jennings here, the expert host extraordinaire of all game shows. And I can just picture you with your little tiny body and that great big mic. I could you'd be holding it around your belly button. You know that, right? Jennifer is here. Coach Jen, host of Horse Tip Daily and producer of our show as well. And I think it's time, isn't it?
Let's do it.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare.
Horse trading.
Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right, it's time for Really Bad Ads. That time of the week when our listeners submit some really crappy Craigslist, usually ads or Facebook ads, into us, and we just have a little fun for the last half an hour of our week here at Horses in the Morning. Been doing it for almost 6 years now, and we got a twist. We're so happy to have a twist. But I have to say first that the prize for this week is a box of crap out of my closet. And Jennifer just found some new pieces of crap for the box. So it's going to be a really good box of crap this month, and we'll pick a winner at the end of the month. We'll put everybody that has submitted an entry in a big pile, we'll draw a number, and we will pick a winner. So if you have not won a box of crap before, you're in for a treat. And I just want to clarify for those that listened to yesterday's Horse Husbands episode, this has nothing to do with Timothy's version of crap, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I haven't listened because you told me I'm not supposed to, because women aren't allowed to listen to that show. So are you talking to our male listeners right now?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I think, and I have not listened to these. Jennifer sent it over to me, but I think this might have been a male listener who contributed the first really bad ad. This is our first submitted really bad ad actually performed by one of our listeners. And this is... Neil Simons and Misty West sent this one in.
A Duke of a Hackney, $500 in Blairsville. Duke is one regal, classy, majestic blue blood. He's so much like royalty that I should have named him King instead of Duke. He's for sale because he's too good for me. I'm an old, stiff, and crippled, and this old farmer has no business with a diamond like this. I keep a couple smaller mini-type mutts just to feed and to talk to, but Duke is the center stone and the crown of my ponies. I place him at age 7 and 46 inches tall. No bite, strike, kick to him. He's no good for a 5, 7, 9, or 11-year-old child. Most Hackneys are not. But if someone wanted to start a small roadster in a cart, this is the boy who could do it. I'm no horseman. I threw my 50-year-old $50 saddle up tight on him to see if he would buck, and nothing happened. I'm pushing towards 70, and I'm too heavy, but I climbed on a bucket and slid down on him for 30 seconds just to see if he would fall back over or lunge ahead or buck, but nothing happened. That does not mean that he's been rode before. It just means that Duke did nothing. I took an old pair of knotted lines, and I can't walk too fast, but I started line driving him. I have a pony cart, but the problem is it takes me 15 seconds to get in it. If I tie him up and try him in the cart for the first time, I can get in 15 seconds, but I live alone and have no one to unsnap him and to lead him off to get started. When I sell him, I want to buy one of those mini carts that are open on one side so I can slide into it, then find some 12-year-old Amish boy to train one of my smaller ponies to drive. Duke is sound, and the new owner will need time with him before he trusts and comes up to you. Bring your trailer and fetch some chicken and beer, stay for a while and haggle with me, and if you're apt, if you can get me in the right mood to buy him for less money. Royal deserves a bit better than I can offer. Message me if interested. No, thanks for looking.
Oh, wow, that was
very well
really
done.
Interesting to listen to not see the see it. That was like a story.
I clarify? I did not write that ad about Scooter. I just want to clarify that was not my ad.
Well, you're not 70.
I'm not
yet.
Quite 70 yet. I'm getting there, but not quite 70.
You're just 65.
But I could picture this whole scene because I own a Hackney and we've gone through that training process, and I could just picture the whole scene: him getting in the cart and then not being able to get out. We had that problem.
That was really well read. That was actually enjoyable to listen to. I get it now.
Yeah, see?
I get why people like this segment.
It's too bad we aren't that enjoyable to listen to. If we were that good, this would be a good segment.
Neil, I'm going to email you a couple more if you can just read mine.
Very well done. An excellent first
well done. There.
We want you to do the scene. It was that easy. He recorded that on his phone. He hit his little phone, sent it by email to Jennifer. It was done. It's on the show. It's as easy as it is.
I bet Misty did it, actually.
Kimberly sent the following one in. I have some miniature horses for sale. I have many horses. I have a mare and a little red yearling male. Great horses, just not got any time no more. Please call or text. I just Not got any time no more. Sounds like a country song, doesn't it?
That's Irvine, Texas. I've not got any time no more.
No more.
I love the like triple negatives in that. That's always fun.
Just not got any time no more.
Not got no time no more. There we go. Dee Dee Foster sending this next one. Dee Dee, fantastic. Thank you very much. I'm sold. This looks like a great post show activity, like you, team building activity for us, Glenn.
Yes.
The title is Free Pigs. Free Pigs in Summerfield. I have four pot-bellied pigs that I am giving away. Giving them away. They're all in a pen, and all you have to do is come get them. Come catch them, she says. Here, sweet. Here, piggy, piggy, piggy.
I can picture it now.
Like I said, this is a team-building activity for us, Glenn.
Yes. The two of us in a pen with four pigs. Who do you think is going to win that competition?
Not us.
When all we right. leave, there'll still be four pigs in the pen. You can come catch them. Cover in pig poop.
Casey sent in this next one. Casey sent in this next one. Horses for sale or wanted in Illinois. Oh, this is a Facebook one. ISO in search of. In search of an at least green broke horse. And this is in Illinois for $1,000. Hi, I'm looking for an at least green broke horse. Broke would be great too. It needs to be a safe horse. The need for miles and training is fine, but bad habits / behavior I can't have. Please let me know what you have. No preference in color, but would prefer paint. Thanks. I don't have a color preference. No. It just needs to be brown and white.
I don't have a training preference. I just prefer it to be really broke. It's funny. These people have no preferences, have a lot of preferences.
Yeah. They always narrow it down to like the big preference. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
No, we got another sound file.
Another sound file. This was sent in by Celia. So Celia sent this one in.
Okay, this really bad ad was sent in by Celia Grifles. Find it. Double T Saddlery, 275 in Milano. Can meat possibly live in Milano? Use a handful of time, maybe 16-inch seat. Moving so, need gone. That's it.
Like the way she read about it. That's it.
That's it. I'm done.
That was
Mom
it.
Mom made me do this, and now I'm done.
Thank you, Celia. You are entered for that big box of stuff that Glenn is getting rid of. Amy sent in the next one. Brown 14.
Okay, we've been saying big box of crap for 5 years, and now we have a kid that does a sound file, and you have to change it to stuff.
Listen.
It's a mom and you that just kicked into mom gear there. You just couldn't say crap right after that.
I couldn't. Do you know how hard I try not to cuss around my kid? It is a daily struggle.
I've been out there when you're around your kid. You fail miserably at that.
Oh, God, it's the worst. I was on my way to an Air Force luncheon the other day, and I got cut off, and I had to slam on the brakes, and dropped the S-bomb, and he repeated it. All the way to the luncheon. S. He just kept saying it. I was like, I'm going to get out of this car and people are going to have me arrested. They're going to be the worst mother ever because my child will not stop saying the S word in front of everybody. Okay.
See,
Celia,
you're
getting a big
to a barn party. It'd be fine. But you were heading to an Air Force function. That's the worst.
Air Force Wives luncheon that I had to go to. Yeah. Not the best thing. Okay. Brown 14 hands horse. This was sent in by Amy. These are really short today.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, this is no punctuation. Good horse name, not train, needs good home. 3 years old, needs hooves trimmed, needs good home. Horse is part of paints.
Horse is part of paints?
Horse is part of paints.
Oh, that's
funny. That's bad.
Sherwin Williams, you know.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what I read.
Alex sent the trailer of the week. Jennifer's going to post this picture on Facebook. She's got to post it. This is a classic. Oh, it's your typical 40, 50-year-old two-horse rounded front trailer like we get almost every week, except this one's kind of a classic. A good older two-horse trailer. Two new tires. It has four, by the way. There's four tires on the trailer, but it has two new tires. Not pretty. That's an understatement. But it's solid and tows good. Needs wiring repaired. This does not have a tarp covering the...
No,
this does have a tarp covering the top. Best for small livestock because there's no roof. That trailer easily... We recently used this on several long trips to pick up animals. I have to sell it so we can't buy any more animals.
Oh my gosh. The reason you had a hard time reading that
ad, this is Glenn, how badly it's written.
It's badly written, but you can't take your eyes off.
I know. I kept
trailer.
Looking at the trailer.
All right. So this is in Cynthiana, Kentucky, by the way.
Oh, I missed that. Oh,
I'll read the ad again.
Okay, then
describe what I'm reading because you can't stop looking at it.
Yeah, okay.
Two horse trailer in Kentucky. This is Cynthia. Good older two horse trailer, two new tires. It ain't pretty, but it's solid and tows good, but needs some wiring repaired.
Probably, and it needs all the rust fixed and a new roof.
This does have a tarp covering the top.
The tarp is the same rusty color as the rest of the trailer.
It's like they spray painted
the roof.
They spray painted the tarp to match
the rust.
This does have a tarp covering the top. Best for small livestock, the trailer easily. We recently used this on several long trips to pick up animals, but I have to sell it because my husband says I can't buy no more animals.
This is very well read. Very well read. John, this thing is awful. It's a disaster. It is completely rusted from top to bottom, including the tarp, apparently.
And it's got like some weird panels and that. But you know what? By God, that window up front's intact. That green color window.
Tires may have been new about 30 years ago. The two new tires were probably about 30 years ago.
Glenn, I don't know what you want, man. This, you can haul some livestock that trailer easy. So you just back this
trailer
thing on
easy,
up.
They're gonna put a hole in the floor.
You know what we need to do is we need to take this trailer and go on up there to where them pigs are, back this thing on up, and just say "Sue Wade," and they come a running. Just jump on in.
George has sent the following one in. This is Ocala, my hometown. Critters for sale, $200. I have a pig. Now you got me in a southern accent.
Florida. They don't have southern accents.
No, I have a pig, a rabbit, one rooster, and six hens I need to sell. They were the ex-boyfriends, and I ain't feeding them any.
Get these animals the hell out of here.
Out of here. I ain't feeding them. They're going to starve. You better come get them.
Jennifer, I think this is the perfect time to start your hen collection.
Oh, yeah. Six hens. Yeah. And a pig. We haven't owned a pig. We've never owned a pig.
I'm telling you what, back that trailer on up, we get us six pigs now.
And a rabbit rooster. Oh, that's a
good thing. Five pigs, because there's four from up above in Summerfield, and then you go on down and you get the ex-boyfriend's pig. That's five pigs. We got five pigs.
We can start a whole, what's it called when you have a lot of pigs? I don't know.
Menagerie. We need a menagerie.
Menagerie of pigs.
I think it's called just having a lot of pigs.
Yeah, pig called smelly mess is what it's called.
Patricia sent in this one. Stalls for rent, dry or partial? Partial or dry stalls? As opposed to wet ones.
I was wondering about that.
I'll explain. Okay. Tack room, grass turnout, ring, quiet, friendly for all equine practices. I live on the property and can accommodate your needs. What dry stalls
You missed the whole thing here, Jamie.
Oh, what did I miss?
I live on the property and it can accommodate your personal needs.
Oh, it's a personal ad.
you missed the point of the ad.
Gotcha. This was found in the Craigslist
in Boynton
personal
Beach
section.
In Florida, of course.
Nice. Dry stalls, though, just self-care.
Well, now if you put dry stalls in the
relationship. No. Stop.
La, 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 la. Completely different.
Read the next one.
Simone sent in the next one. Horse mail gilded, $600.
God, we got to have that spelling of gilding.
I have a 8-9-year-old male gilded. Some sort of thoroughbred horse for sale. Man, he is fast. Is saddle broken, slightly overweight, must be able to pick up, asking $600 because he's fast and he ain't getting anywhere near that trailer. He's out of there.
All we got to do, Glenn, is get them pigs out of that trailer up above. We go on down. We get this thing loaded up. We got a new horse, $600.
New horse and six pigs.
And a new trailer.
And a new trailer.
The last one comes from, we've had a lot of fun with this. I'm sure nobody's listening anymore.
I know.
Everybody has clicked. And if you are listening to this, thank you. We are sorry. April sends in the last one. Big mule for sale. Big mule, $500. Now, from what I understand, mules are fairly expensive. Big. So the fact that this mule is $500, I'm starting to worry.
Oh my God. Look at its name.
Victoria's Secret is a big mule. Victoria's Secret is a big mule. Vicky is a bit of a vacuum and sucks up her feed and then helps the older mare eat hers. So what I'm saying is she's fat. When I bought her, she was being trained to be a competitive trail mount. Thus, the stage name. All right, no more making show names. It's stage names.
Stage names.
Zeus the Mustang is his stage name. Calling to the stage, Victoria's Secret. Come on up. You're the next dancer on stage 4. All right, back to the ad.
I don't have any stripper music, or I could play it underneath this ad. It would be perfect.
You could play your 70s game show music. It sounds
the
same.
That'd be good, actually.
Don't do it. Ladies and gentlemen, can we please welcome to the stage Victoria's Secret coming up on stage 4. Get your dollars ready. Here she comes.
I'm a little concerned about how you know how that exactly sounds in a strip club myself.
Moving on, Glenn. She's broke to ride.
Because that was perfect.
But it's been... I was not a dancer, okay? Ever. This body does not need to be naked on a stage. I'll just say that.
Before the rumors start.
Before Jerry Johnson weighs in on it.
Either him or Ken. I was waiting for the post.
I was not a stripper. Ever. Nobody needs to see this.
We've totally destroyed this ad.
And ain't nobody paying for it either. Okay.
No dollar bills for her.
They'd be like, I'm sorry. Can you put your clothes on and give us some money back? Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Ma'am, we're going to need your credit card. Pay for the damages. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just getting sweaty in here. Okay. Victoria's Secret is a big mule. That's the stage name. She is broke to ride, but it's been several years and she would require a tune-up. This means she will buck and act like a fool. I like how they are saying nice things and then adding the real meaning. It's like they know
they're
the game
is translated. It's like they knew we were going to read it.
Yeah, they're translating it for us. Used to load good, but it's been a while and she used to have clippers used on her mane. But again, it's been a while. This means she will buck and act like a fool. She's sweet-natured, but I haven't done anything with her in several years except feed her and trim her feet. So, well, you get the idea. It's a good ad. I've had her for several years and just have no use for her anymore. She's a $500 mule. If she was a 100% get on and ride mule with impeccable manners, I'd ask at least $2,500 for her. But Please do not ask if she's a good weekend ride or for a first timer. She isn't. Any other questions? Just call or text. Price is firm or may trade for what?
Guns.
Not guns today. Oh. Back to the other one, which is may trade for something that doesn't eat. It's either guns or something that don't eat.
I know a lady with some pigs, if you're really interested.
Oh my God. Those eat, Glenn. Oh,
thank you, April. That was obviously the funny ad of the day. Had nothing to do with your ad, unfortunately, but now I have this picture of Jamie on the stage.
Officially, nobody is listening to this show anymore, Glenn. It's just you, me, and Jennifer.
Ken is listening.
Nope. No way.
Jerry's listening. The three of us, that's all that's listening. It's Ken, Jerry, and the three of us.
You're making that up. Not true. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, awful. Man.
Whew. I got to go.
I haven't laughed like that in really bad ads in a long time. Sorry it was at your expense, but it was funny.
I did it to myself.
Yeah, you did. You pretty much did. If I had done that, it wouldn't have been funny at all. But okay, moving on.
I need to
That's go. It for this week. We'll be back Monday, I guess, right? Yeah, we'll be back Monday. So have a terrific weekend, everybody. And we can't do anymore, so that's just it.
Bye.
We're heading out now. Submit your audio ads for next week.
Avert your eyes.
Read them.
Glenn has taken the stage cue.
That is somebody knows what he wants to see.